This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI afternoons winding down here at Scores Canal Street. Celtics Thunder at the Garden tonight. Coming up on Odds and Ends here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today and your car could be picked up tomorrow. Donate at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Ted Johnson, before we get to our final thoughts on Celtics Thunder, maybe some predictions, some props from Dan Ball. He's got some numbers ready.
Okay.
Action for the game. You brought this up, this story from golf that Tiger Woods has suffered a torn Achilles. I believe he's already had surgery to repair it, continuing sort of the snake-bitten back end of his career and everything he's gone through with the knee and the car accident and the issues off the field.
Yeah.
Getting chased by your wife with a golf club.
I mean, let's face it.
That was the issues part.
He's
all right, I guess you could call it that.
He hasn't made life easy on himself, in my opinion.
No.
You know, I mean, there's a lot I could go into. I mean, I just feel like he's a guy that just is – that struggles. Life doesn't come easy in a lot of the ways. I feel like there's a lot of demons. I look at Tiger, and he just looks tired all the time.
Yeah.
You know, he just doesn't look like he's healthy. He doesn't look like he's – like, you know, I don't know that he's –
happy.
Making the best decisions, I'll be honest with you. So I'm not surprised to hear this. It's unfortunate. Achilles, I just feel like this is it. I mean, the car accident in California a few years ago, I thought maybe that was going to be it. But, you know, just there's a lot of stuff, weird stuff around that incident.
Yep.
You know, it leads me to look, for a guy that's struggled for many, many years with addiction, I wonder if he's – if he's doing okay, but this injury to me, it's just a guy that isn't healthy. He's not taking care of himself.
Right.
I mean, for that to tear, I mean, in a practice round, like playing golf.
Yeah, and he's been doing like the TGL
basketball
and everything too. So it's been pressing himself. But at the same time, it wasn't a full and complete tear. I mean, it was the kind of thing they could just sort of go in and they repaired the actual.
You to say.
Yeah.
I've never actually torn.
Those are tough to
hope
come back
to.
From, man. Those are tough.
At his age especially. And he's faded in turn. I mean,
it's quite a
older
metaphor.
I mean, you see him playing in these pro-ams in different tournaments with his son. And it's like he's like limping around like he's played in the NHL for 25 years.
Yeah,
you know, it's like he played golf.
Ever since that mugshot that you were talking about how he looks tired. You know, there's that meme, Andy, of like.
Look at that picture.
Yep.
And you know that meme of like
something happened, Ted. Yep. It's now your text messages.
I've got a very Ted. We know the same people. But you know, Andy. There's that meme everyone uses of him like doing the high five with the guy where it's like big dog.
Yeah.
He looks in that one. He looks like he just had not slept for 48 straight hours. Yep. Like maybe this is life's way of saying, guy, you've gotten after it enough.
Yeah.
Just take it easy,
right.
Relax,
right.
Enjoy being Tiger Woods the influencer, Tiger Woods the legend, less Tiger Woods the golfer
and you
or competitor.
You brought up addiction. I mean, it was reported that there was a sex addiction, and he's clearly been addicted to golf. So he has some addiction
oh, very much so.
In him. What that
goes deeper and how much more, obviously.
Very much so.
Those are demons that he's dealt with.
I hope he's okay, man. Those the days of seeing Tiger maybe compete for Look, I was at the Masters in 1998.
Hello, friends.
And it was great. It was the year after Tiger won his first year.
Yep.
When he blew away the competition in 1997. And it was the year Mark O'Meara won it with a birdie on 18. But I'll never forget. You know who was in the on the leaderboard that year in 1998? So you can do the math. But he finished sixth in the tournament. And it was one of the best tournaments ever because Jack Nicklaus was in contention to win the Masters in 1998. The last one he won was in 1986. At the age of 46. If you do the old math, Tiger's not even
58.
And I don't know how Tiger's what, 40? I mean, he's like 48.
Tiger's 48, 49 now. So he was basically like 20.
I'm trying to, like, 21? Tiger now at 48 with his health versus what Jack Nicklaus did at 58 when I saw him at the Masters, finished sixth at the Masters. It's just Tiger's not even come close to that.
Well, he squeezed a lot into that life he was leading. Night, you know, day, and part candle, of it, burning at both ends, kind
right,
of thing.
And then right.
Finding a way to burn it in the middle,
late night at the Waffle House, burnings. Early mornings on the practice.
He went hard. Man. He went hard.
And he was training with Shoney's special,
dude. It's hard to keep that life up, man. You know?
Did you ever see that video of Jack Nicklaus when he's on like that undulating green that's about 100 feet long, and he says, "Oh, I'll show you how you hit a putt this long." Puts the ball down, whacks it, goes over three different hills, sinks it 100 feet away.
I got another
unbelievable.
I got another Jack Nicklaus story for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So
hard out at 54.
We're good. We got 3 minutes. Here you go. Settle in. All right. So
down to two, baby.
You guys remember the Ryder Cup was here back in 1998 at the Brookline, right? And there was right before the tournament. Jack Nicklaus was coming off of a back surgery, and his doctor was in Boston, and he came to visit his doctor for a checkup. And so they had a practice round, his first practice round. Hey, Daniel, before the Ryder Cup, and they go out and they play the Country Club. And he comes in after the round, and someone asks Jack, "Hey, what'd you think of that rough?" He goes, "You know, I don't know. I wasn't in it all day."
Great story.
That's Jack Nicklaus, man.
Okay, before we wrap things up here, let's get some quick predictions for tonight's game. Ted, we'll start with you. What do you see?
I think the Celtics win, but I think it's going to be a humdinger. I think it's going to be close, competitive, and I think the Celtics win late, at the end of the game. Like,
Fitzy.
Same thing Ted says. Or actually, why don't you just make a take and I'll steal it?
You've already done that a lot. I am going to say Celtics win by at least 15. I am going to say Brown and Tatum both go for 30.
15!
Exclamation point type victory. Thunder, look out what you ask for. You might get Boston in the finals and you might not like it.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.